Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 24, 2023. Great knowledge that no one needs. In the news, Snopes.com, a man sat at a metro station in Washington, D.C. and started to play the violin. It was a cold January morning. He played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. During that time, since it was rush hour, it was calculated that thousands of people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. In the 45 minutes the musician played, only six people stopped and stayed for a while. About 20 gave him money but continued to walk their normal pace. He collected $32. When he finished playing and silence took over, no one noticed it. No one applauded, nor was there any recognition. This is a real story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the metro station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste and priorities of people. The outlines were, in a commonplace environment at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize the talent in an unexpected context? One of the possible conclusions from this experience could be, if we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing the best music ever written, how many other things are we missing? Comment: when I read this, I drew this parallel. Let's say our science of Kabbalah, which existed 2,000 years before all religions, currents, and so on, stands somewhere where people move and run by. Nobody asks for any big amount of money for it, people are just asked to pay attention to it because it will tell them about what the basis of the world is and how to become happy in this world, and very few people stop. How many of us are here? I compared it to that great violinist. My response: I don't believe it can happen by itself. Only if the creator, of course, changes some initial conditions and initial data in people could this happen. Question: then people could stop and suddenly hear? Answer: yes. But otherwise, number question. And so they run and pay a lot of money to discover how to become happy and how to become successful. Answer: people have a need for this, but not in the approach that Kabbalah requires. Question: why can't we adjust the music to people like that? Answer: we can't set this up. This requires turning yourself off and turning on completely different sensors, different senses. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 24, 2022. What will the world be like after final correction? Each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same, and by this, the world will come to its full correction, Baal HaSulam, the peace. It may seem to someone that we are talking about communism or socialism here, but in fact, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains the general law of nature according to which all of nature is connected and linked in an integral form where everyone depends on everyone. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains how we can influence general nature in order to benefit each element of nature as well as its general force, which is called the Creator. Call it socialism or communism, it does not matter, but the general law of integral nature initially operates throughout the universe. There is only one force that acts, connects everything, and leads to complete unity. All parts of nature are connected to each other, and we have no right to pull them out of this integral dependence originally established in nature. Therefore, we have to study this law and know how to implement it without making any amendments of our own that seem more convenient and beneficial to us. Our task is to study the laws of nature and follow them. This advice is given to us by the wisdom of Kabbalah, and those who follow this advice will certainly succeed. After the final correction, all humanity will unite in such a way that everyone will understand their destiny and the entire reality will be clearly revealed to us, from end to end, that is, the Creator will be revealed to everyone. We will live in a clear, transparent world, and we will know how to correctly exist in mutual cooperation and unity, in an embrace with each other, and not only people, but in general all inanimate nature, plants, and animals. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 21, 2023. Connecting the world in the last generation. You need to live now. Question. Victoria writes, so often I want to forget everything that has happened. So many days, so many years have been wasted, so many mistakes have been made. But no matter how hard I try, I cannot forget. My memory again and again emits pictures of the past that cannot be erased. Tell me, why are we given memory? If only it were given to learn, to memorize something necessary. But no, it often breaks the heart. So, what is it given for? Answer, I think that this occurs in you because you are very eager for the future, and therefore, for some reason, you feel sorry for the past, that you did not have time for something. Do not worry. One should always think that every moment that has passed is made by the Creator, and it all depended on Him alone. Therefore, in no case should we worry about the past, the future, or anything, but only the given moment. Question. So, you can say thank you for what happened, whatever it was, right? Answer. For everything that has been, for everything that is, and for everything that will be. But the most important thing is to live now. Only in the present. In Kabbalah, there seems to be no past or future tense, only the present. Question. Do you ever regret anything in the past? Does your memory ever cut out something that makes you suddenly shiver? Answer. It is all gone. Question. Do I live in the compartment of today? Answer. Not even in a day, but the moment. Comment. Now we are talking with you, this is this life. And everything that has been and everything that will be is not a concern anymore. My response. All this does not depend on us, in any way. Comment. Teach me to live like this. I can say that, but if I am tested in a second, I will be a rag. My response. No, I am clearly not worried about the past. Although, if you count how much time I have wasted and for what, then of course it is. Comment. Heaps. My response. But that is how it should be. Agree with the fact that the Creator does everything, and that is for sure for the past. And you fully support Him, trust Him, and accept Him. Question. But how about the future? Everyone dreams of something about the future. Everyone hopes for something that will happen in the future. It cannot be taken away from a person. Answer, if you are thinking about the future, then, you are taking it away from the Creator. This is also forbidden. Question, is this also His prerogative? Answer, yes. Question, so, if I define this formula for myself, what is it? Answer, at the moment I am connected with the Creator, merge with Him, cling to Him and I do not want anything else. That is how a child sticks to its mother, and that is what he wants. This is it, nothing more. That is how we should be. Question. So the basis of this formula is to stick to the Creator? Answer. Yes. Question. His past, His future. And yet this is my present, is it mine? Do I exist here after all? Answer. I do. In the present, that is me. And only I determine, so to say, that I want to be with the Creator, to hold on to Him. Question. Right now? Answer. Yes. Question. I see. Then will all the sorrows go away? Answer. There is nothing else. Nothing. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 12, 2023. The Conscious Path of Kabbalists. Question. You say that a Kabbalist deliberately hides the future from himself and does not want to see it because he wants to exert efforts. How does he do it? Is it that the picture is revealed to him, but he does not want to see it? Answer. The fact is that people are included either in the lowest level of the information layer, or in egoistic management, jointly guiding the economy and power, juggling governments, countries, and peoples. Kabbalists follow a completely different path. They must first acquire a protective screen that they put in front of them. Any revelation they make is possible only if they can use it correctly for their own growth, for becoming similar to the Creator, and getting closer to Him, because similarity to Him is the goal of creation. This condition, which they accept upon themselves, becomes the defining one for them, the highest, and is called restriction, symptom, and screen, masak. That is how they work. Therefore, there is no random restriction for them, as with psychics. They have the ability to consciously ascend with an understanding of cause and effect. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics July 14, 2012. The need for the support of the environment. Question: are the moments of truth on the spiritual path when you progress in constant tension? Can there be constant pressure? Answer: there is no pressure at all in the spiritual. At the degree of our world, we are being driven a little by animal suffering, but we cannot move forward with them. If you really want to move forward, then you need other sufferings, sufferings of love. And for this you have to get a desire from the environment. You cannot move forward with your desires, you have to include yourself in the environment and get support from it. The support of the group is that it constantly gives you desires for attainment, positive, negative, it does not matter which. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Pride June 30, 2012. True attainment or drug intoxication? Question: is it possible to study Kabbalah in a drugged condition? Answer: no, on the contrary, it requires immense internal tension, absolutely sober thoughts, feelings, and reactions. This is not the buzz, when you have to be in some kind of frenzy surrounded by smoke that is necessary for mystical actions. Here you need a very clear head, and very clear feelings, desires, and thoughts where you know how to manage them. I used to think that if spirituality is somewhere out there, then the more I disconnect from this world, the closer I will be to the spiritual one, and it will enter me directly. I just open my mouth only half consciously and, voila! I connect directly. No. This is absolutely not true. We see this in all of our activities. Spirituality is revealed only with attainment, sensation, effort, and mobilization of internal reserves. Neither alcohol, drugs, nor some kind of ups and downs will help. On the contrary, they disconnect a person from the spiritual and include him in some kind of internal trip and nothing more. Kabbalah is not just for or against drugs and alcohol. After all, when you are sitting with friends, you can drink a little in order to relax on a human level but not to get drunk. Rather, relax a little because a person has internal locks in his relations with others. In addition, if a person is doing very serious inner work, then alcohol and drugs quickly burn out. It all depends on one's internal tension. Kabbalah starts shaking you so much that drugs do not help here. You feel like you fell out of life. The rest have gone far ahead, and you seem to be crawling out of the basement into the light of day. I have never tried drugs in my life. I had a rejection of any means that could cut myself off from real attainment of the upper world. Therefore, I could not accept any religion or any other teachings. When they told me, you have to believe, you have to accept, you have to switch off, it did not exist for me, but only real attainment, real analysis, and synthesis of knowledge. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Attainment through drugs July 14, 2012. Michael Laitman, on Quora, what is the future of humanity? In the future, people will come to see the connections among nature's myriad parts. More specifically, Our future change would be only in how we understand connections. Take, for instance, an alien suddenly visiting our planet. It would see us all as a single phenomenon, and would be unable to discern our differences, that there are police officers, thieves, rich and poor, women and men, and so on. It is the same with us. When we discover the world where we are correctly connected among each other and with nature, with the revelation of the force of love and bestowal among us, then we would sense a completely new, amazing and capacious reality. We would understand the depths of everything happening in the universe, with the born, the unborn, the living and the dead. That is what we can expect in our final future state. We will understand nature's inanimate, vegetative, animate and human matter in all of its cycles. Most importantly, however, we will feel that we exist in a network of connections and mutual influences among nature's parts and degrees before their origin in our world, and during their existence in our world and afterward. Perceiving the complete interconnection of nature's parts will give us an eternal picture that answers our every question without exception. We will gain clarity as to why everything happened, is happening and will happen, the way that it did, does and will do. We will also receive a clear understanding of the law by which we develop. Like with embroidery, on one side we see a beautiful picture, and on the other side, we see various knots where if they are cut, the picture falls apart. That is what we are like. If we do not feel our connections, then we fall apart and become distant from each other. Based on CAB TV's The Last Generation with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 27, 2017. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.